The All-Star break is less than 24 hours away, but one more game before the four-day hiatus. Tonight, the Rawhide will look to salvage the series as they gear up for the finale in San Jose. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Game 6 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the San Jose Giants, located in San Jose, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Sunday night. Yesterday, a ball game that featured several lead changes. However, it was the Giants' five-run seventh inning that would be the difference maker in the ball game. San Jose batted through the order once, including five hits and two runners left on base. And after the lead change, Visalia would tack on two runs, but it would be too little too late as the Giants defeat the Rawhide, final score 8-4. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard. It's a series finale between Visalia and San Jose, and it's coming up right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for first pitch from Excite Ballpark in San Jose. And we'll take a look at the California League standings for the first time tonight. We'll start off in the South, where Visalia is 12-8, 41-44 overall. They have just a one-game lead over the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are now 11-9. Rancho is 11-9 as well. They won last night, so one game between Visalia in the second and third place spot. And then in fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers, they are 10-10, two games back. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, they are 51-34 overall, 14-6 here in the second half. They currently have a six-game lead over the Modesto Nuts, who are 8-12. Meanwhile, in third, the Fresno Grizzlies, they are 7-13. They've lost three straight. They're seven games back alongside the Stockton Poors, who are 7-13. As we get ready to look at the California League scoreboard for the first time tonight, one game has already gone final. Fresno and Lake Elsinore, they went final earlier today, and the Grizzlies tacked on three runs in the third inning. That's all they would need as they shut out the Lake Elsinore Storm. Meanwhile, out at Inland Empire, they'll get started at 5:35, so about 35 minutes after we get underway. It'll be Inland Empire and Modesto, and then the final game of the day will be a 6:05 start time between the Stockton Ports and Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Next up, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization out in Hillsboro, the Hops defeat Tri-City, final score 10-8. Then at the AA level out in San Antonio, the Sod Poodles defeat the Missions, final score 4-2. AAA level got canceled today due to rain. It was a matchup between Reno and the Round Rock Express. And then lastly, at the Major League level, the Arizona Diamondbacks fall short in today's ballgame in the series finale as they get ready for their start to the All-Star break. Tonight's starting pitchers here in San Jose, it'll be the 2021 American League Cy Young winner Robbie Ray on the mound for the Giants. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it is his Sunday starter, Adonis Perez. He is 3-5 with a 6.03 ERA. Perez, the sinker, slider, and changeup combination. We get ready for the starting lineups and national anthem here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll get ready for the series finale between the two clubs, getting ready for the All-Star break. Visalia, San Jose, coming up on a Sunday night. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
And Central Valley residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
But one final game on a Sunday night in San Jose. It's game six of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the San Jose Giants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Sunday night. And a crucial game for Visalia. They look to remain in first place heading into the All-Star break here in the second half. Meanwhile, San Jose, they look to hold firm control as they have a six-game lead over the Modesto Nuts for the first place spot in the North. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for Visalia, brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be the shortstop Christopher Torin. At the number two spot, the second baseman Yancel Luis. Dimitro Crisantes will get the day off from the field. He'll be the DH batting three. Jackson Feltner will return to the Rawhide lineup for the first time since Friday. He'll bat fourth. Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, will bat five, followed by Ruben Santana, the Rawhide third baseman, at six. Adrian De Leon will return behind the plate. He'll bat seven. Anderson Rojas will be the Rawhide center fielder for the third straight game. And then Jefferson Pena will play out in left field, and he'll bat out of the number nine spot. Starting pitcher for San Jose on this Sunday night, the Cy Young winner, Robbie Ray. He'll step on the mound for the second time in this series. Last time Visalia saw him on the mound was on a Tuesday night in a ball game where Visalia was able to tack on three runs against the major league reliever. Robbie Ray's on the mound. Christopher Torin's at the plate. And the pitch on the way is inside, and it's fouled off to the left side. And the count is now 0-1. Torin taking that one as close inside as they come and goes off the bat and fouled back to the right side. First pitch officially goes down at 5 p.m. here from San Jose. The pitch on the way from Ray is lifted into center field. Retreating backwards is the center fielder, Cassiani. And he's in front of that one for the grab, out number one. One quick out here in the ballgame. It will bring up Yancel Luis to the plate for the first time tonight. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. As Ray will get ready to deal to Yancel Luis, and that one's in the dirt for a ball. Counts now 1-0. 55-65 range for Ray in his last outing. Let's see what the pitch count is here today, likely extended. 1-0 pitch from Ray. And Luis is swinging a miss, and the count is now 1-1. Luis so far on the season batting .280 with four home runs and 36 RBIs here in 2024. Luis has been one of the better hitters for Visalia here this series. Here's a 1-1 deal from Ray, and it's fouled directly backwards for strike number two. Ray continues to work his way back, trying to get back to the San Francisco starting rotation by fingers crossed right after the All-Star break. 1-2 pitch on the way to Luis, right at the knee, strike three called, and Robbie Ray has his first strikeout of the ball game, two down here in the inning. Brings that Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Demetrio Crisantes so far on the season, one of the hottest batters on this Rawhide team since joining Visalia in mid-June. He was batting .347 through 29 games in the Arizona Complex League to begin the season before he would be called up to Visalia mid-June. At the time entering today, he's batting .404 with three home runs and 15 RBIs. He's the only Rawhide batter in the starting lineup today batting above .300. It's 104 points over. 1-0 pitch on the way to Crisantes, and that one's fouled off to the left side. The count is now 1-1. Talked to Crisantes earlier in the week about facing off against Robbie Ray. He mentioned it's a cool opportunity to be facing off against a major leaguer, but he did mention he faced off against him in the Arizona Complex League earlier in the year. 1-1 pitch grounded to the right side. To be scooped up by the second baseman bench. A toss to first base in time, and it's a three-up, three-down frame for Robbie Ray in the top half of the first inning. Bottom one we go. We'll see Donis Perez on the mound for the first time tonight. Visalia 0, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new fuel efficient Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball and moving to the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Lispel Diaz leading things off. We'll go through the rest of the batting order here in just a moment for San Jose as Adonis Perez steps on the mound for the first time tonight. Ground ball to the left side. It's a high chopper. It's going to bounce over the head of the third baseman, Ruben Santana. And just like that, we have our first hit of the ball game. Diaz is thinking two, and a dive head first into second base, and it is a leadoff extra base hit, but Diaz is down on the slide to second. Diaz will slowly get up now to one knee. Where the coaching staff will come out as well, and Diaz appears to be all right here. So a leadoff double for the left fielder. And I'll bring up Maui Ohuna to the plate. We'll go through the starting lineup for San Jose. Let's pull Diaz, the left fielder, bats first. Maui Ohuna will be the DH batting second. Charlie Zaccone will bat third. He'll be the third baseman. Cesar Quintas, the right fielder, will bat four. Justin Bench, the second baseman, will bat five. Guillermo Williamson will be the first baseman, batting six. Ramon Peralta, the shortstop, will bat seven. Drew Cavanaugh, the San Jose catcher, will bat eighth. And then lastly, Estanlin Cassiani will bat ninth, manning center field. The pitch from Perez misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Today's starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Life Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Life Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. 1-0 pitch on the way from Perez, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Adonis comes in 6'3", 185, the 20-year-old left-hander out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. Signed as a free agent on July 2022. Two balls, no strikes, runner on second. Perez glances at second base. Here's his deal. And that one's in there for a strike. The count is now 2-1. And Donnie so far here in 2024, 3-5 with a 6.03 ERA, making his 15th start of the season. Has only come out of the pen just once. That was when he made two appearances against Lake Elsinore in the first six-game road trip of the season. This ball is grounded to the right side. Could be trouble. Feltner will scoop it up. A toss to first base just in time. Adonis is able to recover the bag, and there's one down here in the inning. And it's kind of a slow, high bounce from Ohuna. Quickly got down that first base line, and Jackson Feltner charges in. Adonis does a good job getting over to first base and barely able to tap on the first base pillow in time. So you got Charlie Zaccone stepping up to the plate. He's batting 337. His numbers have shown that off this week. 337, two home runs, including 32 RBIs on the season. He has a chance for 33 right here. To the right side, it'll sneak past the first baseman, Jackson Feltner, and it'll be scooped up by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. And Zaccone, a one-out RBI single, and San Jose has an early 1-0 ball, 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. San Jose, you think the key to today's ball game, get on the board early. You got Robbie Ray, who after allowing three runs in the first inning on Tuesday, he settled in very nicely. And here in today's ball game, you look to have Ray get back to his form. You take an early lead, and Josh Bostic will follow Robbie Ray. He was lights out in the ball game on Tuesday. Trying to use the same recipe to capture the series 4-2. One ball, no strikes, one away. Perez's pitch, and that one's grounded to the left side. A chance to turn two. Santana to second for one, down to first base, and the throw is in time, and Visalie continues to turn DPs in this series. It is their 81st, and we are through one inning of work here in San Jose. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. We're through one in Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SailorRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places. grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the second inning. Robbie Ray remains on the mound. Here's a pitch to Jackson Feltner, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. It'll be Feltner, Angel Ortiz, Ruben Santana, 4, 5, and 6. Ray's pitch to Feltner on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. So Visalia's seen a handful of rehab appearances now over the last 2 weeks. They saw Joe Kelly twice for Rancho, once last Tuesday and once last Friday after the 4th of July. And then this week you've seen Robbie Ray on Tuesday. You saw Alex Cobb on Wednesday. And then Ray again here on Sunday. And earlier this week, Jackson Feltner mentioned when he knew Ray was going to be on the mound, he missed out on an opportunity to be in the lineup and face off against the Cy Young winner. Feltner pops that one backwards. Said, I've missed 3-4 rehab appearances now. Well, here's the day. Here's your chance against Robbie Ray right here. Behind in the count, 1-2 with no outs. Jackson Feltner batting out of the cleanup spot here for Visalia on this Sunday night. The 1-2 deal from Ray, and he gets a half swing on it and hits it to the right side where Williamson will catch it 12 inches above the ground for out number one. And I bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. And Angel Ortiz is a guy who's had much success against rehabbers so far over the last 2 weeks. He had 2 hits against Joe Kelly, the only 2 hits that Visalia had against Kelly last week. The 1-out pitch on the way to Ortiz, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Joe Kelly out at Lone Mart Field last Tuesday night, a ball game where he had just 5 pitches. Fans were still getting into their seats by the time Joe Kelly's night came to a conclusion. But Angel Ortiz on the 3rd pitch of the ball game sent it into center field. He's trying to do the same against Ray right here, and this pitch is fouled backwards. The count is now 0-2. Ortiz did face off in 1 at-bat against Ray on Tuesday night. He was 0-for-1. He flew out to the catcher. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Ray holds at the chest. Gets ready for the pitch to Angel Ortiz. Here's the delivery. And that was on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. And Angel Ortiz is rung up for the 2nd out of the frame. 2nd punch out of the ball game here for Ray. So now 2 down and brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Ruben looking to give Visalia their first hit of the ball game here in the top half of the 2nd inning. Here's Ray's pitch. Ground ball to the left side and foul. Santana will live to see another pitch against Robbie Ray. His count is 0-1. Ruben 216, 2 home runs and 28 RBIs here in 2024. Ruben had himself a pretty good night on Friday in a ball game where he was 2-for-4, a double, and an RBI single. He also scored a run, and now a swing and a miss for Santana makes the count 0-2. as he'll use his batter's timeout. Urban's two hits on Friday night, the only two hits he's had here in the series. Looking to record Visalia's first right here. 0-2 and two down. Ray working from the windup. Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Robbie Ray has gone two hitless innings. We head to the bottom of the second inning. San Jose leads Visalia 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom of the second inning, Justin Bench will lead things off. Bench, Williamson, Peralta, 5-6 and 7 for San Jose. And the pitch from Adonis is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. Talking a little bit more about Adonis Perez here in 2024, the 3-5 record with a 6.03 ERA. And over his last five starts, a little bit cause of concern if the Rawhide want to find a way to pull off this win here tonight. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball one, 1-1. Over his last five starts, at least four earned runs allowed. The last time he did not give up four or more. You have to go back to the beginning of June on the 2nd against Inland Empire. Ground ball to third. Santana will field it parallel to the third base bag. He'll throw to first base in time for out number one. So Bench has sat down now 0 for 15 in the series and now brings up Guillermo Williamson to the plate. That ball game on June 2nd against Inland Empire, six innings of work, six hits, one earned run, a ball game where he struck out seven batters. The pitch from Adonis is inside, and the count is now 1-0. One and 0, two down. Here's the pitch from Adonis, and it's outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-0. You look at his numbers in June, 1-2 with an 8.22 ERA. He started in five games, 26 strikeouts and 10 walks through 23 in the third inning of work. Perez's pitch swung on and missed, and the count is now 2-1. So far this season, he's had three seven-strikeout ball games, with the most recent occurring on June 2nd against Inland Empire. Swing and a miss there. And the count now 2-2. First time he did it was the opening weekend of the season on April 7th at San Manuel Stadium. And now Williamson will use a late batter's timeout here and regroup. Two-two pitch, outside corner, barely outside for ball three, 3-2. Talking about Guillermo Williamson batting .213 with six home runs and 23 RBIs. It's the second most home runs on the San Jose club. Payoff pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three, and Perez has his first strikeout of the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. That brings up Ramon Peralta to the plate. Peralta so far on the year batting 192 with no home runs and an RBI. The pitch to Peralta's in there for a strike 0-1. Adonis has already gone through 65 and two-thirds innings of work entering the day. That's the most in any season of his professional career. Last year in 2023, in the Arizona Complex League, he pitched 39 and two-thirds innings of work. That was through 11 games. Now this pitch on the way is outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-1. Third year in the Diamondbacks organization, 2022 is his first year in the Dominican Summer League in a season where he pitched in just three games. 2-1 with two way. Here's the pitch from Perez, and that ball is fouled backwards, so the count is now 2-2. Perez originally signed as a free agent on July 30th of 2022. And making his single A debut with Visalia, as mentioned, on that April 9th day. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Bases empty here in the bottom of the second inning. San Jose leads 1-0. Perez's breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Perez, a pair of strikeouts, and he retires the side in order. We're through two innings of work at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top of the third inning. Robbie Ray remains on the mound for San Jose, and he's been hitless through two, including a pair of strikeouts in the second. De Leon gets a piece of that one, pops it into right field. Fairly easy play for the right fielder. Quintas, he's underneath it for the grab, and there's one down, bringing up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Starting defense for San Jose on this Sunday night, Drew Cavanaugh behind the plate. Guillermo Williamson over at first, Justin Bench at second. Ramon Peralta will man shortstop. He'll be joined by the third baseman, Charlie Zaccone. And outfield, Lisbel Diaz in left. Estanlan Cassiani in center. Cesar Quintas in right. Rojas fouls that one off to the left side. Maui Ohuna is a DH for today's ballgame for the Giants. Robbie Ray, the 10-year vet, originally drafted by the Washington Nationals in 2010. A 12th-round draft pickup by the Nats. 0-1 pitch on the way to Rojas, swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-2. Made his major league debut on May 6th with the Detroit Tigers, 4 years after he was drafted in the summer of 10. Robbie Ray gets ready for the deal to Rojas. Outside corner barely misses outside for ball one, 1-2. His major league debut was against the Houston Astros. He went 5 1/3, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts in that ball game. 1-2, no outs. Here's Ray's pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Charging over to the second baseman bench. He'll slide over, but he'll unable to make a play on it. And Visale has their first base runner aboard. And it ends the perfect streak for Robbie Ray here in the top half of the third inning. So with that, it'll be Visalia's first hit of the ball game. First hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So 10 seasons now for Robbie Ray. 2014 with the Detroit Tigers. The following year, he would move over to Arizona, where he would be in Phoenix from 2015 to 2020 with the Snakes before being traded during that COVID shrinking season, where he would go over to the Toronto Blue Jays for 2 years, 2020 and 2021. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Jefferson Pena. That one's on the outside corner, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. Robbie Ray, 2 years with Seattle, 2022 and 2023. However, just one appearance with the M's in 23 before he would be sidelined for the rest of the season. Ray, a pickoff attempt at first. Rojas would go over there easily. Anderson Rojas, the current Rawhide stolen base leader. He's stolen 24 so far in the season. That is top 10 in the California League. So a reason for Ray to kind of hold him honest at first base. 1-1 pitch on the way. And that one's fouled off to the right side. So the count will move to 1-2. Talk about that outing in 2023 with Seattle. He faced off against the Cleveland Guardians, went 3 1/3, 3 earned runs, 5 walks in that ball game. Underwent Tommy John surgery during the offseason. San Francisco hoping to get him back right after the All-Star break. 1-2, no outs. Ray looks at first. Here's the deal. Rojas in motion. Ball in the dirt. It's going to be an easy stolen bag. Make it 25 on the season for Anderson and Rojas. And Visale has a runner in scoring position with one away. And Ray's rehab appearances so far. 4 in the Arizona Complex League. That's where I mentioned earlier. Dimitri Crisantis faced off against him earlier in the season. 2-2, but no outs. Here's the pitch. And that one's fouled back to the right side. Robbie Ray made his first rehab stint in the Complex League on June 4th. He would appear there June 4th, 8th, 13th, and 18th before he would be moved over to Sacramento on June 23rd when he faced off against the Round Rock Express and pitched 2 1/3 inning of work. 2-2, no outs. Here's the pitch from Ray. And a swing and a miss for Jefferson Pena. He'll be struck out. And it's strikeout number 4 of the ballgame for Robbie Ray as he go back to the top of the order in the form of Christopher Torin. So far, 2 appearances for San Jose with his time with the Giants. 6 2/3, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. He's walked just 1 batter in those 2 games for San Jose, and he hasn't walked one in this ballgame yet. 2-out pitch on the way from Ray. That one's in the dirt for a ball, and the count is now 1-0. And it's 4 games in the ACL, 15 strikeouts, 0 walks. As long as outing in Arizona, 2 1/3 inning of work. He's looking to go through 3 right here. 1-0, 2-way. Ray glances at second base. Rojas continues to bounce around. Robbie's pitch fouled off to the right side. The count is now 1-1. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Yansel Luis awaits on deck. Torin on Tuesday night, 0-2. He struck out and flew out as well. 1-1, 2-way. Ray glances at second once again. Rojas creeps a little bit closer to the second base bag, and Torino lets this one into center field, where Cassiani will retreat back 3 steps, make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Robbie Ray gives up his first hit of the ball game. However, Rojas will be stranded at second base, and we're through 2.5 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the third inning where the Giants lead Visalia 1-0. Drew Kavanaugh at the plate, swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Drew Kavanaugh, Sondland Cassiani, and Lispel Diaz do up. San Jose leads this ballgame 1-0. Thanks to an RBI single from Charlie Zaccone. Swing and a miss here, and Obiadonis' third strikeout of the ballgame. Three consecutive strikeouts against San Jose batting. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Donnie's working from the left side of the slab. The windup, bunt shown. Cassiani unable to make contact, and the count is now 0-1. Cassiani so far on the year batting .211. No home runs in 12 RBIs so far on the season. Here's a pitch from Perez. And that one swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Visalia pitching, leading the league in strikeouts with 954. Meanwhile, San Jose, their pitching rotation a little bit different. They have 769. That's eighth in the league. One ball, two strikes, one away. Visalia, they've also been a very good fielding team. 973 fielding percentage, second best. And talked about the 81 double plays on the season that also leads the league. 1-2 with one down. Here's a pitch to Cassiani. That one's bounced outside for ball two, 2-2. Sinker, slider, changeup for Perez. And Donnie's looking to capture three straight wins. But Visalia going to have to work from behind if they want to give him that. Swing and a miss here for Cassiani. Back-to-back strikeouts. Oh, yeah, another Abraham strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Gian. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And he'll bring up Lispel Diaz to the plate. A double in his last at-bat. And then he'd come home to score two batters later on an RBI single from Zaccone that just barely snuck past Jackson Feltner at first. And this one is a line drive into center field, and it'll be caught by the center fielder Anderson Rojas to retire the side in order. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings from Adonis Perez. We're through three innings of work in San Jose. Giants 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
one of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth. Robbie Yonsell, Louise to lead things off. Luis Crisantes-Feltner, 2-3 and 4 against Robbie Ray, who's looked very impressive through three innings of work so far. Ray's pitch, breaking ball just above the shoes for strike number one. Yonsell, Louise faced off against Ray twice on Tuesday night, a ball game where he was 2-for-2. Luis, a pair of doubles against the southpaw. Now this pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. Yonsell Luis, a really hot start to the week. First player to get to seven hits. Luis, a pair of doubles on Tuesday night, along with a pair of singles. One night later, he would follow it up with a three-hit game. The pitch to Yonsell is upstairs for ball one, 1-2. So you look, you turn the page to Thursday night, and Yonsell Luis was batting 7-for-9. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Here's the pitch to Luis. That ball grounded off to the left side and into the Rawhide dugout. Luis has cooled down a little bit since then. Just two hits over the last three games. But it's the fourth most hits this week in all of the California League. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Robbie Ray's pitch. That one's an elevated fastball, swung on and missed. Second time today, he'll sit down Luis, and there's one down here in the inning, and Robbie Ray is now sitting at five strikeouts in the ballgame. So now Demetrio Crisantes will dig in against Ray. Wind and the deal. And that one's fed off to the right side. The count is 0-1. Robbie Ray's most strikeouts in his three different affiliate levels so far. The most strikeouts he's had in a ball game has been five. He did that on Tuesday night against Visalia. He also did it five strikeouts against the Complex League Padres on June 8th. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Crisantes gets ready for the deal. Here's the pitch in the dirt, ball one, 1-2. That breaking ball has worked in his favor multiple times already here in this ball game, trying to get Crisantes to chase in the dirt, unable to do so. Crisantes faced him just one time on Tuesday night, a ball game where he was 0-for-1. Two plate appearances, one at bat, a walk, a strikeout, and a run. 1-2 with one away. This ball's popped up to the right side, and it'll land out of play in the bleachers. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Crisantes will step out of the batter's box, dig in once again. Jackson Feltner is due up on deck. 1-2 with one away. Ray stares down Crisantes. Here's the pitch. That one is on the inside corner. Strike three called. Robbie Ray, six strikeouts here in the ball game, and there's two down here in the inning. Back-to-back punch-outs against Rawhide Bats. Now Jackson Feltner will like to give Visalia their second hit of the ball game. Jackson Feltner enters this at-bat 3-for-8 in the series, including his last game where it was on Friday night, 0-for-3. Feltner way out in front of that pitch, swinging a miss, 0-1. A pair of strikeouts on Friday night along with a walk as well. Ray holds with the belt. He'll get ready for the deal to Feltner. And that one's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-2. Kavanaugh unable to squeeze onto it. Either way, the home plate umpire makes the call. Chad Lagana, the home plate umpire. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Drew Buffelli. 0-2, a two-way here in the top half of the fourth inning. San Jose leads 1-0. They scored their lone run in the bottom half of the first. And Ray's pitch is lifted into left center field. Cassiani races over. He'll call off his left fielder, Diaz. And a three-up, three-down frame for Robbie Ray. It's his third of the night. And Visalia goes down in order here in the fourth inning. San Jose 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom four we go. Maui Ahuna, Charlie Zaccone, Cesar Quintas, 2-3-4 due up. Perez working from the left side of the slab. His pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. 1-0. A bit of a pitching clinic on display here in San Jose on this final game before the All-Star break. Perez up to 4 strikeouts in this ball game. Meanwhile, on the other side, Robbie Ray is up to 6. 2 strikeout looking, the 4 others strikeout swing. 1-1 pitch, and that was lifted into center field. That pops off the hat of Adonis Perez, and it is a leadoff single for Ahuna. It's his 4th hit of the series, and it now brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate. Rawhide defense consists of Adrian DeLeon behind the plate, Jackson Feltner over at first, Yancel Luis at second. He'll be joined on the middle infield by Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana over at third. Jefferson Pena will be the Rawhide left fielder. Anderson Rojas will play in center field. And then lastly, it'll be Angel Ortiz in right. Rojas' second straight game in center field as Drew Jones placed on the temporary inactive list. Pitch on the way. That one is on the outside corner for strike one. Demetrio Crisantes, the DH. And Jones, the reason for being inactive, had a chance to play in yesterday's 2024 Futures game out at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Zaccone gets ready for the 0-1 pitch, and that one's grounded to the right side and a foul, so the count is now 0-2. Jones was one of 3 National League players to play the full game. He was 0-for-1 with three walk and a line out to second. However, that line drive to second base over 100 miles per hour off the bat. You're showing a lot of plate discipline yesterday. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into left field. Backwards is Pena. Won't have to move too much. The wind is blowing around the ball, and it will be out number one. The coolest day of the series so far. 78 degrees at first pitch with 13-mile-per-hour winds, as it's been all week long. The wind blowing from right to left, and Tuesday night the wind was 15 miles per hour, so 2 miles per hour slower, but the American flag blowing fully to left field. So with one down, Perez would get ready for the pitch, and that one is low for a ball, 1-0. World Baseball Classic Team USA coach Mark DeRosa was on the broadcast team during yesterday's ball game. And Drew Jones was mic'd up as well, so a lot of coverage of Drew in center field yesterday for the National League team. Mark DeRosa mentioned he was playing with Jones's dad, Andrew Jones, during his time in the majors, and he mentioned he would go over to the Jones family house, and at the age of 5 and 6 years old, Drew Jones would have the bat in his hand, and he would show up to the batting cages when the team would be practicing and getting ready for the games. And Mark DeRosa described it as is written in the stars for Drew Jones to be a future major leaguer one day. 2-1 with one down. Here's the pitch from Perez. And that one's in there for a strike, 2-2. Drew Jones, the second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. Drafted straight out of high school. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch from Perez. It's inside. Does he go around? And they're going to say a hit by pitch. So runners on first and second here for San Jose. Cesar Quintas to get on base for the first time tonight. So Maui Juno will go over to second base. Quintas will go to first. Manager D. Gardner will make his way out of the Rawhide dugout for confirmation. Barely skimmed the front toe, maybe, of Quintas. He quickly looked back at the home plate umpire, Chad Lagana, hoping he would get it. The dead ball signal goes up, so a force out now at any base as Justin Bench will step up to the plate. A pitch is on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. Justin Bench enters the day 0-14. Last time we saw him was on Friday night in a ball game where he was 0-5 with a strikeout. Bench batting 236 on the home run and 11 RBIs on the season. Perez glances at second base. Nobody holding on Ahuna. And now this ball is fouled off to the right side, 0-2. Go back to the topic of Drew Jones, that second overall pick in 2022. A franchise record $8,189,000 signing bonus. However, would not play in 2022 after suffering a left shoulder injury during a training practice that summer of 22. 23 would be his first season that he would make an appearance. However, he would be sidelined for a majority of last season due to a hamstring injury. So 2024 has been his first kind of full season, if you will, and Jones leading Visalia in the RBI category. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and Justin Bench will be the second out of the inning. There's two down, brings up Guillermo Williamson to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Drew Jones leading the team with 41 RBIs. He also leads the team in OPS at an 805. OBP, slugging, and OPS all responsible to Drew Jones. So with two down, Perez gets ready for the deal. Two runners on base. And now a disengagement as Perez will step off the mound and make his momentum go over to second base. Guillermo Williamson, last time out, he struck out swinging. Perez's pitch on the way. That one's into left field for a base hit. And it'll be scooped up by Jefferson Pena. Here comes the throw home. It's wide. It's going to end up hitting the backstop. And Williamson's going to go over to second base. And San Jose takes a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jefferson Pena has done good with the assists so far this season. It's been the corner outfielders who've had a couple of assists so far in 2024. He tries to show off the arm there, and instead he airmails it to the left side of home plate. And San Jose now leads the ballgame 2-0 on their fourth hit of the ballgame. So Jefferson Pena's throw home will go down as an E7. And Williamson will advance to second off of the throw. Maui Ohuna will come home to score. Runners on second and third. Peralta's pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. Peralta so far in the series 4-for-14. Including a 2-for-4 day yesterday where he had two singles, a run, and an RBI. That breaking ball is outside for ball one, 1-1. 79-mile-per-hour breaker there from Perez. San Jose scored a run in the first. They scored one here in the fourth as well. One ball, one strike, two away. Runner on third is Quintas. Williamson at second. Here's the pitch. And that one's just a bit inside for ball two, 2-1. Perez, we get ready for pitch number 50 of the ball game right here. 32 strikes as well, 2-1 with two away. Ground ball to the left side. Ruben Santana backhand will sneak into outfield. One run will come home. Here comes Williamson as well. Pena will throw to second base, and another two runs will be tacked on the board. San Jose leads this ballgame 4-0. So now you have Ramon Peralta at first, and this inning continues to roll on. Officially go down as a hit. It'll be San Jose's sixth of the ballgame, and now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to the mound for the first time in this ballgame. Two-run RBI knock from Ramon Peralta. Scores Quintas and Williamson. San Jose 4, Visalia 0, as Drew Cavanaugh will get ready to step up to the plate. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So San Jose out hitting Visalia 6-1. And Robbie Ray, you think that he would come out for one last inning of work? And it's not going to get much easier with Josh Bostic coming out of the pen, who shut down Visalia on Tuesday night. So Drew Cavanaugh will get ready for the pitch. The delivery is outside for ball one, 1-0. Three hits already here in the inning for San Jose. Drew Cavanaugh's one appearance in the series was on Wednesday afternoon in a ballgame where he went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. The 1-0 deal on the way to Cavanaugh, and that one's on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Visalia shut out San Jose on Wednesday afternoon. Final score 3-0. 1-1 with two away. Perez's pitch, and that one's outside for ball 2-1. It was San Jose's first shutout loss since June 6th when they lost to Stockton, same score 3-0. 1-1 with two away here to Drew Cavanaugh. Left on left matchup here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Before that one will happen, there will be a pickoff attempt over at first base. San Jose won the opening game of the series. Visalia stole the next two. And now San Jose entering the day on a two-game winning streak after stealing Friday and Saturday. 1-1 pitch on the way. He's upstairs for ball 2-1. And it's been the last two nights where San Jose slipped away in the late stages. Five runs in the seventh inning, three runs in the seventh on Friday night, so combined eight runs in the last two seven innings. 2-1 with two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Perez gets ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. It's fouled directly backwards. Stanlin Cassiani awaits on deck for San Jose. It'd be the eighth batter of the inning, but Drew Kavanaugh being number seven. Kavanaugh, the lowest batting average on this San Jose team in today's starting lineup with 141. Small lead by Peralta at first. Here's the pitch. He's in motion. Does not matter. Strike three on the inside corner, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Six strikeouts in the ballgame for Adonis Perez, and we head into the top of the fifth inning here in San Jose. Three runs, three hits, no errors. San Jose leads this ballgame 6-0 heading into the fourth inning. 4-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Now listen to Rawhide Baseball. Have a sale at rawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top of the fifth inning. RB Angel Ortiz to lead things off for the Hyde. Ortiz, Santana, and De Leon, 5, 6, and 7. San Jose leads Visalia 4-0 here in the frame. This pitch is fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. Talk about the upcoming schedule here for Visalia as we wrap up this six-game series in San Jose. 0-1 pitch on the way from Robbie Ray. Here's the deal, and that one is low for a ball, 1-1. Visalia will have the next 4 days off with the MLB All-Star break. Tomorrow night, the Home Run Derby. Tuesday night, the All-Star game. But 2 days off after that for both the affiliates and the Major Leaguers. And now a swing and a miss here for Ortiz. Makes the count 1-2. Ride will return to play on Friday night against Inland Empire at 6:30, a part of our Oaks weekend sponsored by Coors Light. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Robbie Ray stares down on Angel Ortiz looking for strikeout number seven, and Ortiz fouls this one off to the left side. Robbie Ray has struck out at least one batter in each of the first four innings, hit a pair in the fourth and a pair in the second, with individual strikeouts in the first and the third. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Robbie Ray. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number seven of the ball game, and there's one down here in the inning. So seven punch outs will bring up Ruben Santana to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-1. Continue to talk about our upcoming weekend at home. Here's a pitch from Ray, fouled backwards, 0-1. Oaks weekend jersey giveaway sponsored by Coors Light. Be the first 350 fans through the gates to receive a replica jersey of the 2024 Oaks jersey. Must be 21 years or older. 0-1 pitch to Santana. Half swing. He goes around. And the count is now 0-2. Then on Saturday night, have a chance to watch post-game fireworks. Barber Oaks throwback weekend. And then lastly, on Sunday, History of the Oaks scavenger hunt for our kids club members, sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Visalia will return home for their next six-game series on July 30th through August 4th against the Stockton Ports. 1-2 pitch on the way, fouled backwards. Just eight home games in the month of July for Visalia. The three games after the fourth, the three games after the break, and the two games against Stockton entering the month of August. 1-2 with one down. Robbie Ray will get the setup from Drew Cavanaugh. Here's the deal. And that one is bounced in for ball 2-2-2. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they'll get the 4 days off before traveling over to Chancy Park in Fresno for a three-game set against the Grizzlies before they'll return home for another six-game set against the Modesto Nuts. 2-2 with one away. Here's the pitch from Robbie Ray. And swung on and fouled off to the right side. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. And Urban Santana giving Robbie Ray some work right here. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat between Ray and Santana. The 2-2 delivery on the way. That one's in the dirt for ball 3-2. And Ray, a trend that it seems to keep going to here in these at-bats, is on the put-away pitch, trying to go low in the dirt, trying to get these batters to chase. The only upstairs pitch that we saw on the strikeout was Yancel Luis swinging strikeout in the fourth. Payoff pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side. So once again, Ruben Santana stays alive in the AB. 3-2, 1 bases empty. Adrian DeLeon awaits on deck. Ray will agree with the pitch. Payoff deal on the way. Once again, fouled off to the right side. Santana, every foul pitch has been off to the right side late on these pitches. Let's see if Ray maybe throws in some off-speed right here after going with the outside fastball. 3-2 with one away. Payoff pitch on the way to Santana. Swung on and fouled backwards. Kind of jiggles the mask of Drew Cavanaugh as he gets up and gives a thumbs up to his starting pitcher. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana will make his way out to give the ball to Robbie Ray. Buying a little bit more time here for the catcher. Santana will get ready for the 11th pitch of the at-bat. It's been three straight foul balls. 3-2, 1 Another payoff pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike three called. Back-to-back punch-outs here for Robbie Ray. He's up to 8 strikeouts here in the ballgame. Eight punch-outs for Ray. And it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. So a 2-2. DeLeon 0-1 in the ballgame with a flyout. Visalia has gotten just one base runner on base in this game. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. It was a single from Anderson Rojas on a little ground ball just out of reach for Justin Bench. He did slide and stop it from rolling into outfield. But by the time he got up, Anderson Rojas was already standing on first base. 1-0 pitch, fed off to the right side, 1-1. Adrian DeLeon just one hit in the series. He's 1-10. Last time we saw him was on Friday night in a ballgame where he was 0-1. He drew two walks, and he was also hit by a pitch. The 1-1 deal on the way from Ray, and that one's inside for ball 2-2-1. Are you trying to go another game without a walk here in his rehab since he just walked one batter on Tuesday? Two balls, one strike, two down. Here's a pitch from Robbie Ray, and that one is bounced in for ball three, 3-1. And just as we talked about the walks right here, he's bounding the count 3-1. Two walks in Sacramento and two starts. One walk through two starts in a San Jose uniform. 3-1 with two down. Here's the pitch. And that one clips the outside corner in there for a strike 3-2. Robbie Ray looking to strike out the side, similar to what Alex Cobb did on Wednesday. And now time called here. Wednesday afternoon, Alex Cobb retired the side in the fourth inning on his 55th pitch to take him out of the ballgame for the relief pitcher Shane Rodemaker. 3-2 with two down. Payoff pitch. And that one is downstairs for ball four. So Adrian DeLeon will draw just the second Robbie Ray walk of his rehab stint. And it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. So the bottom of the Rawhide order are proving to become the guys that are able to get on base. Rojas out of the 8th spot with a single. DeLeon with a walk. Jefferson Pena waits on deck if Rojas is able to get on base. Here's a pitch from Robbie, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Close it in on pitch number 70 here in just a moment. 0-1 with two down. Top five in San Jose. Giants 4, Visalia 0. And the pitch to Rojas is bounced in. It's going to get past Adrian DeLeon. Will go over to second base, and it will be counted as a wild pitch. The Visalia with a runner in scoring position for just the second time here in this ballgame. Visalia 0-2 with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, San Jose, they are 3-5. 1-1 with two down. And Rojas fouls that one off to the left side. The count is now 1-2. Anderson Rojas, 2-4 in his ball game yesterday. A pair of singles and a run. He entered the day 6-17 in the series. He's now 7-18 after his single in his last at bat. One ball, two strikes, two away. Ray from the middle of the slab. Here's his pitch. Rojas fouls that one off to the left side. So Visalia trying to bring up the pitch counts here on Ray. There is action warming up in the San Jose bullpen with Josh Bostic out of the right field bullpen. Will likely be the last frame here for Robbie Ray. 1-2 with two down. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike three called, and Robbie Ray, his 9th strikeout of the ball game. All three outs of the inning are strikeouts from Robbie Ray, and we're halfway through here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 4, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind.
Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set.
Back here in San Jose, moving to the bottom of the fifth inning. Adonis Perez remains on the mound. 59 pitches so far for the Rawhide Southpaw. Stanlin Cassiani due up, along with Lispel Diaz, Maui Ohunam. 9-1 and 2 here for San Jose. Last time up, Cassiani struck out swinging. One of five strikeout victims from Adonis Perez. And now a slow ground ball. Perez gets off the mound. He's able to make the grab, throw to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. May have been a short ball for Ruben Santana. Probably the best decision possible. One down. We go back to the top of the order here for Elizabeth Diaz as we get ready to go through the scores around the California League here on this Sunday night. First pitch on the way from to Diaz, and that one sails inside, and he'll be hit by a pitch. Maybe the second hit batsman of the ball game for Adonis, and a runner on first here with one away. Diaz will take his time going over to first, watching the replay here in the press box, and look like he hit the back leg. He's got the protective padding, the protective shin guard on his left leg, and as tries to dodge out of the way of it, it was that back right ankle that ends up getting hit. So now you got Maui Ohuna at the plate, who's 1-for-2 in the bowl game with a single and a ground out. He gets ready for the pitch. That one's outside for ball one, 1-0. One other game has gone final here in California League tonight. Lake Elsinore and Fresno are the first two teams to gear up for the All-Star break. Fresno shuts out Lake Elsinore, final score 3-0. 2-0 with one away. Here's a pitch from Perez, runner in motion. Here comes the throw. The tag is applied in time. Great throw by De Leon, is a little off the mark, but Torin able to quickly slide the glove in time. Diaz is caught stealing, and there's two down here in the inning. So now base is empty once again. Great pop time by Adrian. Now Ohuna ahead in the count 2-0, gets ready for the pitch. That one's outside for ball 3-3-0. Meanwhile, out at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino, Modesto currently leads the 66ers 3-0. That ball game is in the top of the third inning with bases loaded and no outs. That pitch is outside for ball 4. Four-pitch walk to Ohuna, and it brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate with a runner on first. First walk of the ball game for Perez. That walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Charlie Zaccone, 1-for-2 in the ball game, with a single and a flyout here in this ball game. An RBI single in the first gave San Jose their first lead of the night that they have yet to give up. Pickoff attempt at first, and in safely is Ohuna. First pitch of the at-bat on the way to Zaccone, and that was inside for ball 1-1-0. Lastly, out in Stockton in the top of the first inning, still no outs, but bases loaded for Rancho. Just mentioned underway, 0-0 ball game up north. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 2-2-0. So Adonis now six straight balls for over the last two batters. Zaccone 10-for-16 in the series, 3-for-4 yesterday. The pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike 2-1. Zaccone batting 625 through four games here in the series. And attack on a 1-for-2 ball game right now. 2-1 with two down. Here's a pitch from Perez. Swung on, foul tipped, and the count is now 2-2. Charlie Zaccone yesterday, his second home run of the season, a solo home run, two singles, and two RBIs as well. Zaccone will step out, regrip the batting gloves before getting back into the box. Perez trying to send this to the top of the sixth inning. Remains a four-run ball game, 4-0. Three earned runs have been charged against Perez. Runner in motion is Ahuna. Swung on and foul tipped, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Adonis Perez, another strikeout in this ballgame, is enough to retire the side. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through five here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Giants 4, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more detail.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the sixth inning. Rawhide trail by 4-0 your score here. Leading things off will be Jefferson Pena, Christopher Torin, Yancel Luis, 9-1 and 2 due up here in the top half of the sixth. New pitcher in the ballgame for San Jose is Josh Bostic. Second time in the series we get to see him. Here's a pitch to Pena. That one's fouled backwards, 1-2. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Bostic comes in for Robbie Ray. Five innings of work, nine strikeouts, a walk, and one hit. No runs tacked on against Robbie Ray. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball two. A lot different of a ball game than Tuesday night for Ray, where he gave up four hits, four earned runs through three innings of work. Tonight he gets up to 70 pitches before he's pulled from the ball game. Here's a pitch from Bostic on a 2-2 count. Pena goes around. He's struck out. And that is now 10 strikeouts on the ball game for San Jose pitching. One down. Now talking about Josh Bostic here in 2024. 0-7 with a 5.37 ERA, making his 18th appearance of the season. Traditionally the typical starter. However, over the last two Robbie Ray starts, he's been the piggybacker. As that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Talk about his ball game on Tuesday night. A ball game where he went four innings of work, gave up four hits, no earned runs, including working out of a bases loaded jam late in the ball game. Asale had bases loaded with one out in the seventh inning. Ground ball to the left side. It'll be scooped up by the shortstop, Peralta. His throw to first base in time. There's now two down. And as I was saying, base is loaded with one out. Visalia trailed by a run at that stage of the ballgame. And then Bostic strikes out two straight batters, Crisantes and then Castillo, to get him out of the frame. And then a solo home run in the bottom of the seventh inning would be the difference maker in that ballgame. Pitch inside at Luis, and the count is now 1-0. Yantel Luis, the fourth most hits in all the California League this week with 9. And Yantel takes that one upstairs for ball 2, 2-0. Luis 0-for-2 in the ball game. He struck out twice, one looking and one swinging. And now Luis fouls this one backwards. Count is out 2-1. Dimitro Crisantes awaits on deck if Luis finds a way to get on base. 2-1 with two down for the Rawhide switch hitter. He sends that one into left field. Racing over is Diaz at the warning track. He'll make the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. And the handoff between Robbie Ray and Josh Bostic is as smooth as it can be. Three up, three down here in the top half of the sixth inning. San Jose leads Visalia 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia decides to go to the pen for the first time tonight. And it'll be the southpaw Carlos Ray checking into the ballgame for the Hide. Pitch and change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescon and bye-bye bugs. Carlos Ray, the Miami Springs native, comes in at 3-0, a 2.28 ERA. This is his 26th game of the season, 43 and a third inning of work. 69 strikeouts, 39 walks for the left-hander. And a face-off against Cesar Quintas to begin the inning. Quintas bench Williamson. And Carlos's pitch is fouled backwards for strike number one. We'll go through the final numbers for Adonis Perez. 5 innings of work, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those earned, 7 strikeouts, and 1 walk. So combined 16 strikeouts from starting pitching in this ball game. Ray's pitch misses outside for ball 2, 2-0. Last time we saw Carlos Ray was earlier this week. In a ball game where he went 2 innings of work, gave up 2 hits, then 3 strikeouts. That was Wednesday night's ball game where Visalia used Daniel Nunez, Philip Abner, and Carlos Ray. A 2-1 pitch outside for ball 3, 3-1. Carlos Ray picked up his first save of the season. Ray 1-for-2 in save opportunities. He had a save opportunity on April 7th. That was the series finale against Inland Empire on the opening weekend of the season. And now that one swung on a miss, and the count is now 3-2. Carlos Ray among one of 20 signees last year during the draft class. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Ray. In the dirt, does he go around? And Quintas will. The tag will be applied on the left thigh, and there's one down here in the inning. Oh, yeah, another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Carlos Ray, pick number 505 last year for San Jose. The $100,000 signing bonus. He joined other Rawhide players on this team alongside Matthew Linsky, Rio Britton, Hayden Dirk, Sam Knowlton, Casey Anderson. All members of last year's 2023 draft class, Jackson Feltner as well, Philip Abner. That pitch is fouled off to the right side, 1-1 with two-way. The only two players we saw right out of the gate, however, after last summer's MLB draft were Jack Hurley and Kevin Sim. Hurley out of Virginia Tech, signed for $887,000. And then Kevin Sim, the son of Korean KBO star Sung-Soo Shim, nicknamed Hercules, hitting more than 300 home runs in his career during his time in the KBO. 2-1 pitch hit to the right side, and Justin Bench has his first hit of the series. He hits it through the right side, and a runner on first here with one away. Oscar's top draft pick for the D-backs was Tommy Troy, 12th overall pick out of Stanford, and he would get sent straight up to Hillsborough as soon as the draft would come to a conclusion. Speaking of the draft, Arizona just three picks away from their 29th pick. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. Arizona will have three picks within seven selections. They'll have the 31st pick as well for the incentive pick for Corbin Carroll, winning National League Rookie of the Year last year. This ball is lifted into center field, and the grab will be made by center fielder Anderson Rojas. There's now two down here in the inning. Talking about the Diamondbacks organization, the draft, lots to cover here as we get towards the later stages of this ball game. We'll go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization first. All games have gone final besides here in San Jose, out in Hillsborough. The Hops defeat Tri-City, final score 10-8. A ball game they combined for 27 hits. Hillsborough putting up four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. That would be enough separation to pull off the win. 0-1 with two down. Here's the pitch from Ray, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeat the San Antonio Missions, final score 4-2. And then in triple-A, Reno and Round Rock are postponed due to rain. 0-2 with two down. Carlos Ray's pitch on the way, swung on and fouled backwards. Lastly, at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, the D-backs fall short to the Toronto Blue Jays, Final score 8-7. The D-backs came back from down 7. They scored 7 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning. However, Toronto would counter with a run in the top of the 7th, and that would be enough separation to pull off the win for the Blue Jays heading into the All-Star break. One ball, two strikes, two-way. Here's the pitch from Ray, and that one's popped up on the right side. Will it stay in play? Jackson Feltner will make the grab, teeter-tottering out of the way of the dugout, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through 6 here in San Jose. Giants 4, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SalientRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the seventh inning, where Visalia is currently being shut out by San Jose. A little stoppage in play as we have to wait for manager D. Gardner to make his way out to the third base coach's box. And we're ready to resume play here in the seventh. Demetrio Crisantis will lead things off. First pitch on the way, bounced in for ball one. 1-0. Crisantis, a 16-game on-base streak. It's the eighth longest streak in the California League. Also currently rides a six-game run streak. That's tied for the fourth longest. 1-0 pitch on the way to Crisantis, lifted into left field on a line, but Diaz is placed perfectly. Didn't even have to move a step for out number one, and it brings up Jackson Feltner to the plate. Jackson Feltner 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a ground out and a fly out as well. Visalia just one hit in the ballgame off of one and one error compared to San Jose, six hits and no errors. 1-0 pitch on the way, and Jackson Feltner will rip this one through the left side of the infield, and Visalia has just their second hit of the ballgame, and I bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So Angel Ortiz, 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out twice. One looking, one swinging. One of two of the nine strikeout victims against Robbie Ray. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Angel Ortiz, five hits in the series entering the day, including a solid 3-for-3 day yesterday. 0-1 with one down. Bostic stares down Ortiz, a long pause before the pitch. And this one is fouled off to the left side, 0-2 with one away. Bostic stares down Ortiz. Here's the pitch. That one's high and inside. Popped out of the glove for a moment for Drew Kavanaugh before he would be able to scoop it back up. Jackson Feltner, not one of the speedier guys on this Rawhide team, so he decides to stay over at first base. One ball, two strikes, one down. Here's the pitch inside, and Ortiz able to slide out of the way of that pitch. And the count is now 2-2. Right, looking to put together a string of runs right here late in the ball game. The bottom of the seventh inning has been where San Jose has done their damage here over the last two games. 2-2 pitch on the way. Ortiz goes down to a knee to foul that one off to the right side. Two and two with one away. Jackson Feltner, another small lead over at first. Here's the pitch, and that one's popped up on the left side. Charging in is Zaccone. The mask will be popped up for Kavanaugh as well. And the foul ball will be popped up three rows into the stands here. And Angel Ortiz will live to see another pitch. Oh, the Arizona Diamondbacks are officially on the clock. Pick number 29 is coming up as they follow the Houston Astros, who just picked up Walker Yannick out of Sam Houston. The Bearcats. 2-2 pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. Step on first for one. That's all Williamson will be able to convert. There's two down here in the inning. Now advances Jackson Feltner over to second, but talking about the D-backs draft pickups over the last couple of years, they've panned out well as of lately. 2019 first-round pickup Corbin Carroll, the current right fielder for the D-backs. You look at 2018 second-round pickup Alec Thomas, the current starter in center field. 2017, the pitch from Bostic on the way. That one's in there for ball one, 1-0. A trade for Dalton Varsho brought Lourdes Gurriel to the D-backs, and he's now the left fielder. So from 2017 onward, the D-backs looking pretty good on draft night. A young outfield at that. Here's the pitch to Santana. And it's now swung on, miss, 1-1. General manager Mike Hazen mentioned just trying to make the right picks. They're not too concerned about where they're drafting in the draft. They just want the right players to fill out their team. Santana pops this one up on the right side, charging over the first baseman, Williamson. It'll be the catcher, Drew Kavanaugh, who will make the grab. It is time to stretch in San Jose. Giants 4, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron?
sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. Yancel Luis with the snag. It's tossed to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. New pitcher in the ballgame for Visalian. It's a right-hander, Alexis Libano. 19th game of the season. 2-3 with a 4.91 ERA. 18 and a third innings of work. 31 strikeouts here in 2024, third year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. As Estanlan Cassiani will step up to the plate, that pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Carlos Rey goes an inning of work, goes one hit, no earned runs, and a strikeout. And that pitch, 1-1 with one away. Kavanaugh, Cassiani, Diaz due up here in the frame. Here's the pitch from Libano. It's a swing and a miss. And the count is now 1-2. Last time we saw Libano, July 9th. In a ballgame where he went a third of an inning, gave up the walk-off hit in Tuesday night's ballgame. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's a pitch from Libano, and that one is fouled backwards. Alexis here in the month of July, three games he's appeared in, 0-1, with a 3.86 ERA, two-thirds of an inning, with five strikeouts and one walk. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's a pitch from Libano, ground ball to the right side on a breaking pitch. Cassiani will live to see another pitch. Talking more about the MLB draft, Cleveland Guardians had the first overall pick, the first time in franchise history. That's been the case. That pitch is outside for ball three, 3-2. They also made history by drafting the first second baseman with the first overall pick. Travis Bazana out of Oregon State. 3-2 pitch on the way. That one is high and outside for ball four. So Cassiani will draw the walk and send it back to the top of the order. Walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Now back in the left field, number 10, Lisbeth Diaz. So brings up Lisbeth Diaz to the plate, but talking more about Bazana. What a year he had at Oregon State with the Beavers. A 1.122 OPS, 11 homers in the spring. He was also the Cape Cod batting leader. He was batting 375 last year in the Cape Cod League. 0-1 pitch. The first pitch, should say, fouled backwards, make the count 0-1. Only concerns from experts talking about Bazana, where would he play? They mentioned a very athletic fielder. Will they keep him on the middle infield? Will they move him around? He'll likely be a guy that could see different positions throughout the minor league levels. We'll see if Bazana ultimately ends up over at second base in the Guardians organization. 0-1 with one down. Here's the pitch. And that one's upstairs for ball one, 1-1. And the draft crew talked to Bazana. He actually was born in Sydney, Australia, before coming stateside, playing his college ball in the U.S. 1-1 pitch on the way. Popped up to the right side. Retreating backwards is Jackson Feltner. Nearby is Yancel Luis. He'll be there for the grab. And there's now two down here in the inning. As I mentioned, what is the biggest difference between when he was playing in Australia versus the U.S.? He mentioned the velocity is a lot higher in the States. Lots more spin from pitchers that he's had to face off against. And that's been a common theme throughout professional baseball here over the past 5, 10 years. Exit velos continue to rise. Pitchers throwing the ball harder than ever. Spin rates continue to climb every year. A big difference there. So that was the first overall pick. Then it was Chase Burns, the second overall pick, going to the Cincinnati Reds. That pitch is outside for ball 1, 1 and 0. Cincinnati electing to go with a pitcher with just the second overall pick. 2024 ACC Pitcher of the Year out of Wake Forest. 1-0 with two down. Ground ball to the right side. Luis will slide. He won't be able to make the grab. Going from first to third is Cassiani. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time. Cassiani's there safely, and San Jose has runners on the corners here with two down. Maui Ohuna, his second base hit of the ball game. And it brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate. Third overall pick, Charlie Condon out of Georgia. The highest drafted Bulldog in school history. His numbers were super impressive as well. And you wonder if he'll start off with the Fresno Grizzlies. Visalia plays Fresno in the beginning of August. I should say the end of August, August 27th through September 1st, should say. Swing and a miss here, and the count is 0-1. Condon batted .433. He led Division I in several major categories, including batting average, home runs with 37, and second in total bases as well with 233 with Georgia. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one swung on and missed, and the count is 0-2. National Freshman of the Year last spring, he batted .386 with a .484 and .800 slash line. SEC freshman record with 25 home runs. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into left field. That one's dangerous in the corner. Looking up at the wall of Jefferson Pena. It's going to take an odd bounce off of the bullpen wall in left field. Rounding third base. Here comes the throw home. Ohuna will dive on home. Cassiani and Ohuna will score, and San Jose leads this ball game 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. 9 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning in the last 3 games for San Jose. Charlie Zaccone, his second hit of the series. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to the mound. Now visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So runner on second with two away. San Jose out hitting Visalia 8-2. And currently leading this ball game 6-0. As he continued to round out the top 5 picks. So Charlie Condon, and also Golden Spikes Award winner, SEC Player of the Year this past spring. Golden Spikes Award, top amateur baseball player in the country. Pick number 4, Nick Kurtz out of Wake Forest. And then Hagen Smith, the Arkansas pitcher, going 5th overall to the Chicago White Sox. A couple other notable picks wanted to mention as well. 2-out pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. Who's going to make the play on it? It's Luis, the backhand, and he'll skip it over to first base, and the throw will be in time. We're through 7 innings of work. San Jose leads Visalia 6-0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
America's top.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Draft day and final day before the 2024 MLB All-Star break. Adrian DeLeon, Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Peña due up 7, 8, and 9. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0 and 1. First 30 picks have officially concluded, and the D-backs have their first guy of the night with their 29th overall pick. Here's a pitch from Josh Bostic. That one is low for ball one. 1 and 1, and they decide to go to Valley View High School in Arkansas. They select the 5'9", 182-pounder, Slade Caldwell, the two-time Arkansas Gatorade Player of the Year. And the pitch to DeLeon goes in there for a strike, 1 and 2. He won the Arkansas Gatorade Player of the Year in 2023. Then in 2024, he won it as well after leading his club to the Arkansas 5A State Championship. Caldwell, although not one of the tallest, biggest guys in this upcoming draft, he is noted for making solid contact in all parts of the field. 1-2 deal on the way to DeLeon, and that one is low for ball two, 2 and 2. A very mature approach at the plate as well. This is above average speed as well. A 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike three called, and Adrian DeLeon will be rung up for the second time here in this ballgame. That'll be Josh Bostic's second punch out of the ballgame, and brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. So with being a younger guy, a high school kid, it'll be interesting to see whether the D-backs elect to bring Caldwell to Visalia. Will they start him off in the complex league, or are they going to send him straight up to Hillsborough like they did with Tommy Troy? Obviously, Troy was a little bit earlier of a pick, a little bit more seasoned of a guy who had several very notable accomplishments with the Stanford Cardinal. Rojas into right field, but playing it perfectly is Quintas in right, and he'll make the grab for out number two, and it brings up Jefferson Peña to the plate. If Caldwell does come to Visalia, you also wonder, will Drew Jones come back after the Futures game? Is his time going to come to where he goes up to Hillsborough? A lot of kind of question marks you start to wonder. He is noted as being able to play center just fine, so if Jones moves up, that's kind of a Caldwell move in right there. If Jones comes back to Visalia after the All-Star break, you put Caldwell in one of the corners. 1-0 with two down. The pitch to Peña is high and outside for a ball 2-0. However, take that back, peel over to first base as Peña goes around and the count's now 1-1. And he'll get ready for the deal. And he gets a piece of that one. Foul tips that one into the glove of Drew Kavanaugh. In the scenario that Jones returns to Visalia and Caldwell arrives in Visalia straight out of the draft, that takes away a spot in the outfield from one of these corner guys like Peña and Angel Ortiz. Not to mention you have Wyatt Crenshaw, who was also drafted and last summer's MLB draft out of Arizona State, who's not playing in today's ball game. One ball, two strikes, two away. Kind of the same scenario that happened when Demetrio Crisantes was called up. Cole Roberts at the time was with Visalia. He was forced to move out to outfield. Jefferson Pena will take that pitch inside for strike three. It's a three up, three down frame here for Josh Bostic in the top of the eighth inning. San Jose 4, Visalia 0. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
And grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highland.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia goes to the pen. Once again, and it'll be the right-hander Hayden Dirk in the ballgame. First pitch popped up to the right side, up and out of play for strike number one. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Hayden Dirk comes in for Alexis Libano, who in an inning of work, breaking ball on the inside, ball one, one and one. San Jose leads the ball game 6-0. Libano, an inning of work, gives up two earned runs. And the pitch to Justin Bench is downstairs for ball two, two and one. Talking about the numbers for Hayden Dirk in 2024, 2-0 with a 2.06 ERA. Here's a pitch from Dirk. That one's in there for a strike. 39 and a third inning of work, 57 strikeouts and 30 walks for the former Rice Owl. And that pitch is low for a ball three and two. Visalia, a tall mountain to climb and heading into the top of the ninth inning. But they'll have the top of the Rawhide order due up. Christopher Turin, Yancel Luis, Demetrio Crisantes, and Hayden Dirk will strike out Justin Bench for the first out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Visalia pitching up to nine strikeouts now in the ball game, and it brings up Guillermo Williamson to the plate. That pitch is inside for a ball one and oh. Well, I mentioned Arizona has three picks within seven selections. They just got their second guy to do the incentive pick with selection number 31, Corbin Carroll, 2023 National League Rookie of the Year. So as a result, the D-backs get pick number 31, and they elect to go with 6'2", 205-pound Ryan Waldschmidt out of Kentucky. Waldschmidt lightly recruited out of high school. It's a guy who's dealt with some injuries over the past couple years. His freshman year of high school in Florida, he was injured in a home plate collision as a catcher. He could only DH his sophomore year. A 2-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count's now 2-2. Then his junior year shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic. So really 3 years of his high school playing days were kind of wiped away. He would have liked to go to the College of Charleston for his freshman year of college, where he posted a 1.043 OPS. Then it dipped to 872 when he transferred to Kentucky last spring. Two balls, two strikes, one away, and Dirk's pitch swung on and missed, and there's now two away in the inning, back-to-back strikeouts. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Going back to Waldschmidt last summer in the Cape Cod League, he got off to a pretty hot start before on a throw coming home. He stepped in a hole in center field. The two-out pitch on the way in there for a strike, 0-1. Blew out his left knee, required ACL surgery that limited him to batting DH for the first 3 weeks of the Wildcat season. And that pitch is inside for ball one, 1-1. But scouts have mentioned during his time at Kentucky, since being healthy, he's wowed lots of different scouts, including he's been very patient at the plate. 1-1 pitch, and that one's going to be fouled backwards, and it's going to hit Adrian DeLeon. Sound like all skin here. DeLeon got clipped in the mask, and now athletic trainer Catwood A is going to make her way out. Down to a knee here, watching the replay right here. Ball's fouled backwards and just hits DeLeon square in the crown of the helmet. And Catwood A seems to be all right with DeLeon, so he'll stay in the ball game. But it was an odd sound. It wasn't the typical plastic sound that is made whenever the catcher's equipment gets hit. Kind of a hollow kind of pop. DeLeon stays in the ball game, 1-2, a two-way. Was placed on the IL earlier this season with a lower body injury. Hopefully he's all right. And a swing and a miss. And Hayden Dirk, an impressive eighth inning of work. Three up, three down, three strikeouts to Hayden Dirk's name. And we head into the final frame here in San Jose. Giants 6, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by sailing to rawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Top of the Rawhide order, trying to climb back from a 6-0 deficit. First pitch swinging to the left side, and it's going to be stopped by the shortstop, Peralta. But not enough time to get up and make the throw. So Christopher Torin gives Visalia their third hit of the ball game, and it brings up Yunsel Ruiz to the plate. Torin was 0-for-3 in the ball game, entering that at-bat, before he places it perfectly on the left side of the infield. And now Yunsel Ruiz steps up to the plate, who is 0-for-3 in the ballgame with a pair of strikeouts and a flyout into left field. Green, a small lead at first. The pitch to Luis, and that one is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Finishing up the topic of Ryan Waldschmidt, the Kentucky Wildcat in 2021 and 21 through 23. 1-0 pitch on the way. Luis fouls that one backwards. Counts now 1-1. Noted as one of the better contact hitters in this entire 2024 MLB draft. His downside, his arm. They tried to play him out in center field during his time at Kentucky. Not necessarily the arm to do it. They also played him out in third base, and at the hot corner just didn't seem to work out. So that'll be an interesting thing to see where the D-backs decide they want to grow Waldschmidt. Maybe try to work up the arm. But obviously the contact hitting is there. Hard hit shot. Sneaks into right field for a base hit. Torino around second to go over to third. This one's going to be scooped out of the corner. Torino will be held up at third. And Yancel Luis, another double here in this series. And he gets his first hit of the ball game here in the ninth. And Vaisili has their first two runners aboard. Just past the glove of Guillermo Williamson. May have gotten a slight bit of leather on the glove, but definitely not enough to slow it down. And it was scooped out of the right field corner. And Visalia, their best opportunity to score of the night. The Rawhide are just 0-4 with runners in scoring position tonight compared to San Jose's 4-7. And he got Dimitri Crisantis, who's looking to expand his on-base streak to 17 straight games.
Strike.
0-1 with no outs. Josh Bostic from the left side. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball into left field. 17 straight games on base for Crisantis. And it's an RBI single that will score Christopher Terrain from third base. And the Rawhide are down by 5. It's now 6-1. 3 straight hits now to begin the inning.
Come on.
The runners on the corners. Yancel Luis at third. Crisantis at first. And now the catcher, Drew Cavanaugh, is going to make his way out to the mound to have a word with Bostic. Visalia avoids the shutout here on this Sunday afternoon. They've been shut out just one other Sunday game this season. You have to turn the calendar to April when they lost to Lake Elsinore 10-0 on April 21st. Jackson Feltner, the fourth batter of the inning, last time out, a single on the left side of the infield. Very similar to Christopher Torin's base hit. Here's the pitch to Felt, swung on, and that one is fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. Feltner, 4 RBIs this week. That's tied for the most by any Rawhide player this week. The pitch to Feltner on the way. Does he go around? That pitch is in the dirt. And the count is now 1-1. You talk about Feltner with runners in scoring position, batting .295 with 18 hits and 21 RBIs. 1-1 pitch on the way to Feltner. Here's the deal from Bostic, and that one's in the dirt for ball 2-1. Angel Ortiz awaits on deck. The bottom of the Rawhide order, you go 5-9. Just one base hit. It was Anderson Rojas' single back in the third inning. 2-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch to Feltner, a breaking ball on the outside corner. It's now 2-2. Feltner, 4 hits in the series in 10 at-bats. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bostic working from the stretch. Here's his pitch. Does Feltner go around? He does, and he'll be the first strikeout of the inning. There's one down here in the frame. So Ortiz will step up to the plate, 0-3 in the ball game. He struck out twice against Robbie Ray. And his one at-bat against Bostic, a ground ball over to first base. We talked about Feltner with runners in scoring position. Angel Ortiz, he bets 10 points lower at a .283. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled backwards, 0-1. on LRT. 17 hits with 23 RBIs on the season with RISP. That's the fifth most by any Rawhide player. 0-1 with one away. Here's the pitch from Bostic. Ortiz fouls that one backwards, and the count is now 0-2. The RBI leader with runners in scoring position, Kenny Castillo, he's got 35. Drew Jones is tied for that lead as well with 35. Both of those two guys not in the lineup today. Ortiz, batter number 5 here of the inning. Bostic looks at first base. We'll see if they decide to get aggressive with Crisantes at first. This pitch lifted into left field. Coming in is Diaz. He'll make the grab, and they're going to hold Luis over at third base, so there's two down, and Visalia down to their final batter in the former Ruben Santana. Ruben Santana, 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He struck out twice as well against Robbie Ray. Bostic trying to send San Jose into the All-Star break with three straight wins. Visalia trying to mount a 5-run comeback with two down. And the pitch to Santana is in there for a strike, 0-1. Visalia just a one-game lead over Lake Elsinore. They did lose today, so a loss from Visalia wouldn't change any ground unless Rancho pulls off a win later against Stockton. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Ruben Santana will use his batter's timeout. The 10th ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization will re-grip the batting gloves and step back in once again. Runners on first and third. Luis at third. Crisantes at first. 0-2, a two-way. A 6-1 ball game. Here's a pitch from Bostic. It's bounced in. Crisantes will advance over to second base. So now two runners in scoring position for Ruben Santana, who's batting 183 with runners in scoring position and 23 RBIs. 1-2, a two-way. Bostic at the belt. Here's the deal. Outside corner, strike three called, and Josh Bostic gives San Jose their third straight win, and it sends San Jose into the All-Star break with the best record in all the California League. They are now 52-34, and meanwhile for Visalia, they drop to 12-9 for the four games off. Final score, San Jose 6, Visalia 1. We'll step aside and wrap up this ball game and get you ready for the break. Once again, San Jose 6, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months. Or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. San Jose 6-1 the final, and they capture the series 4-2. And with that, Visalia suffers their first series loss since Fresno, May 21st through the 26th. It was a string of six straight series where Visalia at least had a split or a series win. Visalia, three series wins during that time and two ties. Those two ties came against Rancho and Modesto, and at the time, the Nuts were one of the best teams in all of the California League. Let's go through this bowl game here on this Sunday night and get you ready for the All-Star break. San Jose would be the first team to get on the board this evening. It would be a leadoff single, or leadoff double, should say, from Lisbeth Diaz. A fly ball into left field. And then two batters later, Charlie Zaccone rips the ball just past the first base bag and out of the reach for Jackson Feltner. So San Jose 1-0 at the end of one. Got to talk about a performance from Robbie Ray, however. In his five innings of work, gave up just one hit. It came in the third inning. It was an Anderson Rojas single. Robbie Ray finished the ballgame with nine strikeouts and one walk, no earned runs, and he receives his first win here in a San Jose uniform, improving to 1-0. So it was a really nice performance from Robbie Ray. We moved to the bottom of the fourth inning, however. San Jose with their most explosive inning of the ballgame, three runs on three hits. It would be base hits from Maui Ohuna, Guillermo Williamson, and Ramon Peralta. Peralta, a two-run RBI single that would come home to score Williamson and Quintas. So at the end of four innings of work, San Jose led the ballgame 4-0. Seventh inning struggles for Visalia continued to roll on. The Giants tack on two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, a combined seven runs in the last three games in that frame. So something about the seventh inning for San Jose. They seem to score runs in that ball in these ball games. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Visalia would score a run in the top half of the ninth inning. It would be a five-batter inning that would feature three straight base hits, Christopher Terrien, Yancel Luis, and Demetrio Crisantes. Crisantes expands his on-base streak to 17 straight games. However, he does snap his six-game run streak as he'd be stranded over at second base. Ruben Santana would strike out and seal the deal, and it would be a similar combination of Tuesday night, Robbie Ray followed by Josh Bostic, the little 1-2 punch to get San Jose their fourth win of the series. Robbie Ray, five innings of work, one hit, no runs, nine strikeouts. Meanwhile, for Josh Bostic, four hits, one earned run, five punchouts, and no walks. Adonis Perez receives his sixth loss of the season, five innings of work, five hits, three earned runs, seven strikeouts. So between today's starting pitchers, a combined 16 punchouts in today's ball game. But Robbie Ray, the winning pitcher, Adonis Perez, the losing pitcher, and Josh Bostic picks up his first save of 2024. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for the 2024 MLB All-Star Break. Giants 6, Rawhide 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalia.rawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
San Jose will enter the 4 days off on a three-game winning streak. Meanwhile, Visalia losing three straight, and they fall to 12-9 here in the second half. Taking a look around the scores around the California League, Modesto currently leads Inland Empire 8-2. They're currently in the top of the sixth inning with bases loaded. Only one other game has gone final, Fresno and Lake Elsinore. That was earlier today. The Grizzlies shut out the Lake Elsinore Storm 3-0. And then out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, Rancho currently leads 9-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. So unless things drastically change, we will head into next Friday in a tied-up spot with Rancho 12 wins, Visalia 12, and it will likely be a foot race to the finish line to determine who gets that second-half title and gets into the California League playoffs. Visalia has not made the postseason since 2019 when they won their third title in franchise history. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where every game has officially gone final. Out in Hillsboro, the Hops defeat Tri-City 10-8. And then at the AA level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles defeat the San Antonio Missions, final score 4-2. And out in Reno, today's game being canceled due to wet grounds against the Round Rock Express. And lastly, at the major league level, the Toronto Blue Jays defeat the D-backs, final score 8-7. The D-backs came back from down by 7 runs, scoring 7 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning. However, the Blue Jays would tack on 1 run in the top of the 7th inning, and it'd be the difference maker in that ball game, a combined 25 hits in that ball game out in Phoenix, Arizona. However, the D-backs are going to have some new faces, and we may have some new faces coming up here when we return to play this upcoming Friday night. Going through the draft picks real quick, Slade Caldwell, the 29th overall pick by the D-backs, the two-time Arkansas Gatorade Player of the Year. Will he come to Visalia along with Ryan Waldschmidt, the 31st overall pick? He was drafted out of Kentucky with the Wildcats in the SEC. Only time will tell. We'll figure out this upcoming Friday when the Rawhide return home against the Inland Empire 66ers for a three-game series. First pitch on Friday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You can listen to every game live here at VisaliaRawhide.com, or you can watch Friday night's ball game live on the MILB app and the Bally Live app as well. It'll be a three-game series, a part of our Oaks weekend, sponsored by Coors Light. First 350 fans on Friday night will get a Oaks throwback jersey. Tickets on sale now at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. One final time tonight, San Jose 6, Visalia 1. The Giants 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error. Robbie Ray, the winning pitcher in his third rehab stint with the San Jose Giants. He's 1-0. Adonis Perez falls to 3-6 with a 5.99 ERA. Josh Bostic receives his first save of the season. He has a 5.19 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 12 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,413 fans here at Excite Ballpark. 4 days off, rest up, enjoy it. It's going to be a foot race to the finish line. Visalia looking to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. So until we talk on Friday night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.